You are listening to the Bugcast, episode 283.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Oh,
that quirky track was Vanda with a track called Shiver. Now, they're from Dresden in Germany, and that track was the first single taken from their brand new album, Lives We Might Like, that was released earlier on this year. It's the soundtrack for a generation of young adults between love, life, loss, and anonymous individuality, a musical crisis management, because losses can sometimes be victories.
Oh, that's a bit deep.
Yeah, isn't it? If you want to find out more about them, they have a website at vanda-music.de. And we also obtained this track from Jamendo, so they do have a number of tracks up there, which you can download and distribute amongst your friends, because that's how it works. So, welcome, one and all. This is the Bugcast, episode 283. On tonight's show, we have our usual fantastic mix of music, and we shall crack straight on, I think, with our next track.
Next up, we've got the Gasoline Brothers with Psychosomatic Heart Failure.
Move to the center. Go to where it all goes down. It is the hour. Wait, I'll try to stay sober. Keep all cigarettes down. Mind my own business. I Let's stay awake this time so we can watch the skies come down. Cigarettes, I will mind my own business. Cause I'm not like you. Cause I lie to satisfy my mind. But my psychosomatic heart failure will stop me all the time. I try, but this is all I find. That my psychosomatic heart failure.
Computer, play the best podcast, 21st Century Earth.
Unable to comply. Too many podcasts claim to be the best one on Earth in the 21st century.
All right then, play the best music podcast, 21st Century Earth.
Now playing Utopia Radio.
Oh come on, not that crap. Play an award-winning music podcast from the 21st Century Earth.
Now playing The Bugcast.
Ah, that's much better.
The Bugcast was streamed live in the Bugcast chat room every Friday at 9:30 p.m. UK time. People were able to join the hosts, Dave and Caroline, along with many other listeners in the live chat room at www.thebugcast.org/live.
Thank you.
Better not run. You'd better not die. You'd better hold tight. You'd better survive. And all of this time, I've been here before. Try to find the light. Oh, walk out the door. I found out the hard way. It's not easy to mend your heart.
Was Chaser 8 with a track called One Love. Now, we played Chaser 8 back on episode 281. you can find out more about them at chaser8.com. It says on their website, "You cannot fake it because the music never lies. The creative connections musicians have always had surface in their artistry. If the bonds are authentic, then the music rings true." They are from West Haven in Connecticut and consist of Audra, who's the vocalist and songwriter, and also Pat Walsh, who is the guitarist and the songwriter. And one thing that really struck out to me with that particular track is it was very discordant in places. Mm. In some places, there was music that actually clashed with other elements of the song. And whilst it kind of made you think, ooh, it doesn't sound right, but it kind of does. Anyway, that track was obtained courtesy of Cyber PR, so thanks to them as always. Links will be in the show notes at thebugcast.org.
Cool, and before that, it was the Gasoline Brothers with Psychosomatic Heart Failure.
What a track name.
Yes, they're from Utrecht in Netherlands. They make alt-pop rock space Americana music. There you go, that's an even bigger mouthful. Think of Wilco playing Pavement songs while Neil Young and Robert Pollard make noise next door.
Okay.
Yeah. They've got a MySpace page, myspace.com/thegasolinebrothers, and they were sourced from Tremendo, and they've got lots of other tracks up there as well.
Awesome stuff.
Go, go, go.
As Yannick would say, yes, indeed. Awesome stuff. So, thank you to everybody who's listening live right this very moment, both in the chat room and also over at Butterflies Radio. My lovely wife, would you please tell the world who is listening to us live, at least in our chat room at the moment?
We have got Steve B, Chalkahom, Erkan Yilmaz, Thistleweb before he moves, John the Nice Guy, Lainey, Left, Linux Jedi, McNalu, MMNO, Moggers 87, Popey, P Squid, and Faroo, and K5 Tux, because they're both kind of away. There you go.
Excellent. Well, thanks a lot for joining us, guys. As always, I suppose I should really kind of mention now, I will mention it at the end as well, but in terms of the whole live show thing, a reminder that next week our live show will actually be on Thursday the 17th, not Friday the 18th as normal. But I will go through that again towards the end of the show. So, yes, let's crack on. I think we'll have another track.
It's me, isn't it?
It is.
I do talk a bit of blah, 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 don't I?
Yes.
This is The Fumes with Blah, Blah, Blah.
Blah, Blah, Blah.
My blood pressure dropped like ocean from the sky. I watched it carry off the villagers and leave me dry. So I don't wonder how, and I sure don't wonder why. Won't find pointedness in pointlessness, no matter how I try.
Blah 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 blah.
My blood sugar's such that I feel sick inside. I watch a countless billions go about their countless lives. And other people's pain's not hard to justify. When you're comfortable profiting with every single cry.
Blah 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 blah.
Get on board, jump in line, eat our money, feed our time. Settling like sediment in sea. Foundation of solid rock erosion gives its life to me. Trapped in this chaos behind bars of entropy. Screamed at the universe screamed back at me.
Blah 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 blah. Blah 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 blah.
Hi, my name's Rowley, and when I'm wandering the streets of London aimlessly, I love to listen to the podcast.
That was Jodie Quine with a track called Finch Diving. Now, she's from Vancouver in British Columbia in Canada, and she first discovered her passion for singing at an open mic night. According to her website, she closed her eyes, opened her voice, and silenced the room. Her solo EP, Seven, was released in August of 2013, and her songs have appeared on many television shows, including Queer as Folk and Dark Blue. I'm presuming with the Queer as Folk, that probably would have been the US version, not the the UK one. But as well as music, she also has a solid background in improv, having performed comedy at the renowned Loose Moose Theatre in Calgary, Second City in Toronto, and also the Annoyance Theatre in Chicago. Mm. Now, on her cyber PR profile, the comparison of her style is to that of Sarah McLachlan and Amy Mann, but also Dido. And I know Chocolom commented in the chat room about the how good the production value were of this song, but her voice is just absolutely astounding.
Very nice voice.
Yeah. If you want to find out more, and I obviously recommend you do, head along to her website, which is jodiequine.com. That's jodiequine.com.
Yes. So you pointed out that all of your tracks tonight are female vocalists.
I did, yes.
And all of mine are male.
Well, isn't that
didn't quite
weird?
Work it that way, but it kind of just worked out that way.
I'm very partial to female vocals, as you know. Mm. But the fact that these were is, it was a happy accident. Yes. There you go.
And before that, it was The Fumes with Blah, Blah, Blah.
Blah, Blah, Blah.
That's just three blahs, not four blahs or two blahs, but
although
Blah, Blah, Blah.
Although in the chorus,
blah.
There was about 10. Blah, 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 Blah.
They're from the USA. I don't know which part in the USA, but they're from the USA.
Ah.
They started back in 2001 as a compilation of numerous songs written and performed by me, whoever me is, Robert Trainer. Oh, sorry, me, Roland Trainer.
Uh-huh.
He likes writing new songs, tends to forget the songs that he's written, so he decided to start recording and storing them on CD. And then family members wanted them for Christmas presents.
Pardon you.
And when he sent them as Christmas presents, they would lose those CDs. So he started to put them on Stremendo so that there was always a place to get them and then started to share them in the world.
So he lost his music.
No. He sent them, well,
No.
He
said he kept
forgetting
them.
And then he sent them to people and people lost them.
And then they lost them.
Yes.
That's not good.
But I quite liked it. It was different. It was quirky.
So, it certainly was quirky, yes.
And not only can I not tell you which part of the USA, he ain't got a website.
Ah.
So it's the Demando profile, I'm afraid.
Fair enough. Link in the show notes, thebugcast.org.
So Mr. Roland Trainer, as well as uploading your CDs to Demando, do a bit more about yourself and have a website. Or
didn't you
sort of
say
presence.
You wrote to someone else today to moan about?
Yes, one of my tracks for next week. Fantastic music. Brilliant. Cannot find a thing about them. They're female. Well, one female, one male at least. But they've got gorgeous music, but they need to say who they are.
I know. It is frustrating. You know, you've got these
there
artists.
Are some podcasters that wouldn't play them if they didn't have any information.
Absolutely. And I respect that stance. Because what's the point in playing an artist if you can't promote them at the same time?
Mm.
Like The Fumes. Yeah, you can't really promote them because all they've got is a Demando profile. But it is a starting point. But they have provided some backstory. But your artist next week, you have no backstory. But do they have a website?
Nope. But I really, 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 really like the music, so.
So that this is the Last FM one you've put in?
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, that is bad. We know where they live. Not literally, they're in Swansea, but yeah, they need to provide information that allows people like us to promote them. They must have put their music on Demando for a reason, presumably to let people listen to it. But it's not just the end users, the end consumers that are sampling this music. It's also people who are then going to pass it on to other end users on their behalf. And I don't think they realise that. So, yes, writing to them was absolutely the right thing to do. You'll hear them next week anyway, not this week. So, yes. There you go. Yes. Right, okay, let's have another piece of music.
Yes, now we've got the Ionics with Flying Through the Stars.
We'll be right back. place where I fell, you lay us away from me, from the stars. If I was and I'm screaming out loud, I lose you, walking away from here, from the stars.
Seekum.
Tadamagush.
Shuben Akadi.
Quispansis.
Pokemush.
Skookumachuk.
Waikagama.
Tabansitak.
Homalko.
Wasutna.
Maramashi.
Mamali and Kuala. Quiquasutunak.
And these are all clearly places that us Canadians have not stolen.
And that Carolyn likely couldn't pronounce.
And I'm Chris.
This is John.
And you're listening to the Bugcast.
The best things in life are free. I say I've paid for just about everything I have. will keep us attached to the land. I am more secure in the water. I tend to float where others might stand. Maybe that's why I always seem to slip through your hands. And I'm not as strong, I'm not as strong, I'm not as strong, maybe, as you might think I am. No, I'm not as strong, I'm not as strong, I'm not as strong, maybe, as you might think I am.
Was Alice Bright's Sky with a track called I Am. Now, she's from Westchester in New York State. In 2009, tired of the music biz grind and overwhelmed by creative and logistical roadblocks to completing her solo debut album, she quietly walked away from a promising career. But then something rather remarkable happened. This accomplished and award-winning but now dormant artist got up on stage at an open mic night, same as the last one I played, actually, and rekindled her passion for music and her drive to finish her album. At that impromptu performance, where boisterous conversation and clanking glasses was shifted to singing along and pounding tables in rhythm, Alice was reminded of the pure joy she once felt playing music. Uplifted and refreshed, she finished her album. She's now releasing the much overdue Box of Me, a revelatory, there's a word, record brimming with eloquent emotional candour and refined songcraft. Now, again, this one's come from Cyber PR, and on the Cyber PR profile, which you'll find the link to in the show notes, the comparison here is to Beth Orton, Amy Mann, Alanis Morissette, and Tori Amos. Now, out of all of those, Tori Amos was probably the strongest for me. A lot of her vocal style, the vocal harmonies and the music style just screamed out Tori Amos for me. Mm. Now, not to say that she doesn't have her own style and her own individuality, but I liked it. Really good. If you want to find out more about Alice Bright Sky, the website to go to is, unsurprisingly, alicebrightsky.com.
Ah. And before that, we had the Ionics with Flying Through the Stars from Valencia in Spain.
That'd be Valencia.
Valencia.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, you're trying to get me to do my in the right way when I get my set and my first wrong. Taken from
Get on with it.
I am trying to, but you keep interrupting. Taken from their eponymous first album of three tracks, which was released in August. So that was one of the three tracks. I did listen to all three tracks and I liked that one the best. And you can find them on Facebook with facebook.com/theionicsband.
Again, a very good track.
Yes, I did well this week, I think, personally.
I think you did, yes.
Floating my own boat here, but no, that's the wrong thing.
I knew what you meant. Yes, definitely.
It floated my boat. Hopefully it floated yours.
Yes. Oh. I'm lost for words. Anyway, just a quick reminder that the Podcast Awards 2013 are still open for nominations. If you haven't nominated already, and bearing in mind, if you have already, you can't again, please head along to thebugcast.org/podcastawards2013 and nominate the Bugcast under the heading of PodSafe Music. if you wish to. I would like you to. It would be wonderful if you did. The nomination stage is open until midnight, and I think that's midnight Eastern Standard Time, which is 5 hours before GMT currently, on the 15th, Tuesday the 15th of October. But basically, just don't leave it beyond the 15th if you wish to do it. Otherwise, you would have missed your chance.
Yeah.
And then once the nomination stage has completed, there's then 2 or 3 weeks of reviews that are done before then the voting stage opens some point towards the end of October, possibly the beginning of November. So very much appreciate it if you did that. Another reminder that next week, the Budcast episode 284 will be broadcast live in the Budcast chat room at thebudcast.org/live on Thursday, the 17th of October. There will be no live show on Friday the 18th. However, for those of you who find the Budcast as part of your weekly routine, I know there are some of you, we will attempt to put the live replay at 9:30 on the Friday night as usual. And the final thing is just another reminder that episode 300 is only 16 weeks away. So if you are if you do have any tracks from the last 2 years that really stand out for you, drop us a line and let us know what they are, and we will then compile them and feature them on a special episode 300 bumper edition kind of thing. So thank you very much indeed for listening. It is last track time.
Yes, it's mine, isn't it?
It is yours.
It is mine. I'm going to play a artist called Closed Speech with a song called Drops of You. They're from Morlupo in Italy. But they say we're a rock band from Rome, so I'm guessing that's somewhere near Rome. And they've been playing together since 2010. They started playing punk revival stroke pop punk covers, things like Green Day, Rancid and Blink 182. But then they started to compose some of their own songs. And in 2011, they released their first demo, A Place for Suckers. And I almost played that song until I listened to it.
And it didn't say
the
suckers.
Line before A Place for Suckers was a place for something that rhymes with suckers that would have got me into trouble.
Pluckers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. A pheasant plucking son, yes.
Careful.
But I did like it, and I definitely heard Green Day Blink 182 in it. So it is that you can find them on MySpace, myspace.com/closespeech. And this is Close Speech with Drops of You.
And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.
Soul. Try to fill this empty hole with a reason to forget the damn mistakes you ever made. You want to change your life, it's as if for something right. You have no alibi. You are too hard to save my life. Well, I started something you can do. Trust you as your life. Listen, silence, they always step to their demands. You support, yes, denial. Hear the side for yourself. Hear the voice you hope to suffer. You feel it just inside. The reason that I give you up. But sorry, I'm not the only one. Right outside, there's something you can do. Love's new, it's their life. Drops you as their light.
podcast, submits its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them, using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.